breaking down the biggest stories, talking about what really matters, and bringing you the biggest forum to let your voice be heard. Now, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, here's Steve Scafidi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're winding the week down. 11 o'clock Friday. I got an hour left to show, but what an hour this is going to be. I've got Chef Michael Fecker in studio. People are yesterday. Where's Fecker at? Why is he not here?
Good morning, everybody. I'm here.
You're here. So let's, for the folks who don't know you, which is a smaller and smaller number, because now you're on TV, you got your restaurant. Tell us about the restaurants first.
Yes, I have four of them. One of them is Il Mito, which is my flagship in Wauwatosa. Another Il Mito I have in Delafield. I have Zesty in Heartland and the Dobies, which is my supper club in St. Francis. And, of course, I do catering. Look, whatever I can do to get in your heart and into your culinary soul, I will do.
So we're going to spend the half hour kind of talking about summer cooking. We're all growing. Not all of us, but a lot of us are growing things. We'll get to some salsa stuff. The old National Bank talking text line wide open, 855-616-1620. Questions for you. We're not going to take phone calls. We'll do it on the text thing because I want you to talk as much as possible. So real quick on El Mito. I ate there a couple weeks ago. Yeah. My friend Karen, who is a picky eater, she won't like that I said that, but she doesn't never finishes her. Like, I'm a finish the plate guy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
If it's good, I'm going to finish it.
I'm going to finish it.
I want all of it. So she doesn't typically do that. She had the lasagna at El Mito in Tulsa. Ate every bit of it.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment, Karen. Thank you. Yeah, my lasagna, I take short ribs. I slow cook them, I shred them, and then I dice them up, and I layer your lasagna with it.
It's
so it's not just ground beef. Yeah, there's very little fat content. So the bechamel that I make classically, you know, layer it again. Another trick to lasagna is you never put tomato sauce in between your layers. Otherwise, the water content of the tomato is going to make your lasagna slide.
So, I think everybody does that wrong.
Yeah, totally. And the tomato sauce goes on top.
That's it.
And that's the only way you add, the only time you add tomato sauce.
How do we not know this?
Because Fecker wasn't here, Steve.
How do we not know this? Yeah, I think everybody does that wrong.
Yeah, in many ways. And also, you never make lasagna the day of. You always make lasagna the day before. You let it cool down. You cut it into pieces. And then the day of, you warm it up in the oven. So that way, it's easy for your guests to pick it up and put it on the plate.
All right, I got a very specific question to start, kind of launch into the conversation about, you know, spices and herbs and stuff.
Sure.
I grow fresh basil. It's like a bush right now.
I bet.
So my wife, Kathy, and I were talking about this last night. We make pesto with the leaves. Mm-hmm. Throughout the summer.
Yes.
Fresh. Sometimes we freeze it in little containers and you can warm it up 30 seconds in a microwave.
Right.
Oh my God, fresh pesto.
Right.
How do you can you store it?
Absolutely.
Like, what do you do with it?
Absolutely. This is what I do. I do the same as what you do as far as growing my own herbs and vegetables to a certain extent. Basil. Remove the leaves from the stem. Get a small little pan and put some paper towel on it. Put the leaves individually on the paper towel. Put them in the freezer. Freeze your basil. And then put them in Ziploc. The reason you want to do them individually is because if you do them all at once, they're going to stick together.
Oh.
The next time when you want them, you take 20 of them out. You take one of them out, one leaf. It doesn't matter. Remember, Mother Nature's stop clock is freezing. So when you freeze an ingredient, it holds the nutrients and the flavor. The texture may be different because you can't use that basil for fresh basil with mozzarella and tomato. But if it was for cooking, that's the best trick and it keeps its flavor and it's going to stay like it just picked it up.
On that question, somebody asked about mint and rosemary, and can those also be treated that way?
They sure can. Rosemary is not a summer herb as far as for usage. You can with chicken and everything. I'm a mint, dill, basil, cilantro guy in the summer. Because summer is all about simplicity. So within the simplicity, you want to use pungent herbs. Rosemary is one of those, but it's too woody for me as far as in the summer.
So a lot of people asking about all the summer vegetables, which are starting now. So zucchinis are starting to pop, right? So
beautiful.
Like on mine, I got a couple, 2 or 3 inches. I'll let them get to about 6, and then I'll take them. I don't like the big war clubs, but some people do. They make bread out of them.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, once you get to that point, you have lost that crispness because it's more mushy on you and spongy. So I like it just the size that you mentioned, around, you know, 5 to 6 inches, and cut it and use it. The zucchinis, I just gave you a recipe for a salsa. I hope you use that and share that with our listeners. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal vegetable in the summer. What I do is I just brush it with a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and grill it. and just mark it with the grill, and then I dice it and use it in my salsa. So you have a little bit of that grill accent in there, but still you have the crunch.
Here's a trick on zucchini. If you get them small, chop them up like, you know, in slices.
Yeah.
Kids think they're cucumbers.
Yeah. They look like him, and they certainly have that crunch.
Yeah. How about kohlrabi? I grew some kohlrabi this year. Fantastic.
Yes, Swedish turnip. Yeah, absolutely.
And easy to grow.
Beautiful. Turnip, Swedish, and kohlrabi, I give you a very simple recipe. You slice it really thin, salt, lime juice, a little bit of tajin, which is, my wife is from Mexico, tajin, which is that beautiful spice that you put on, and eat it raw. Oh my God, Steve, it is ridiculous. It is so good.
That's, I'm getting hungry just to hearing about all this
stuff. I'm telling you.
And you know, we were talking during the break before we started that we're going to start doing some videos with you. You know, I have a new guest host, a new host coming in next week, Tuesday, Sandy Max.
Nice.
Going to join me. So we're going to do some video work with you, kind of sharing some of your tips, your secrets, you know, to like the lasagna thing.
I'm yours. I'm all yours, and I belong to the listeners, so I would love to.
All right, the big summer crop that we always talk about is tomatoes.
Got it.
All right, so let's talk about it. Obviously, salsa's the easy one. I shared yesterday my dad's spaghetti sauce recipe.
Right.
More than 1,000 people requested.
I bet.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I give you a quick salad. I mean, tomatoes, like you said, they have so many. We can use them in so many different variations. Salsa is a quick one. Again, Maricela being from Mexico, we just dice tomatoes. Okay, fresh cilantro, jalapeno, lime juice. But remember with your salsas, everybody, the recipe that I shared with you also talks about this. After you make your salsa, you let it sit in the refrigerator covered. Strain your salsa before you serve it.
So there's less liquid.
That's right. So the reason for that, but you never throw away that juice. You freeze it in a Ziploc, and the next time you're making salsa, or you use that juice as a marinade. So why all the flavors are there? And also remember, once you add salt to your salsa, there's going to be even more juice. Why? Because salt pulls out the water. And tomatoes are 60 to 70% water content.
All right, so somebody asked about, I always struggle with this, how to make it medium, hot, crazy spicy. What's the trick when you're, let's say you're making a nice batch.
Yes.
Is it the pepper they use or the amount of peppers?
Yes, of course. First of all, the pepper that you use, because the capsaicin level is higher depending on what we use.
Everybody uses jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
The common one.
Right. Another one, everybody. Always take the seeds and the veins out of your peppers. So the ones that have issues with digesting peppers and spicy peppers going to have less of that issue. Now, I like serranos, personally. I think chilies and peppers are the spirit of summer cooking anyway, you know. Poblanos is another one that those of you that love spice, but you can't have it too spicy. Poblanos are those that we call anchos when they're dried out. Poblanos have a very, very mild spice, and they hit and they disappear. You know, it doesn't mean that they linger like many other chilies.
Are you one of those fans of, like, the super hots?
No, I'm not. Totally like you. I mean, look, when you make something that spicy, your pain receptacles kick in.
Yes.
Your palate is dead. You don't taste anything anymore. So for as a chef, what am I hiding that I make my food that spicy? You know?
Yeah, for me, it's like, if I'm hurting while I'm eating it, I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah, that is not enjoyable. Yeah,
my guest in studio, Chef Michael Fecker from El Mito and Dobie's and a couple other restaurants as well. Your questions we're going to get to. 855, I see him coming in. 616-1620, questions for Michael Fecker, chef extraordinaire.
Throw them at me, everybody. Throw them at me. I'm ready.
The best. Summer vegetables, zucchinis, tomatoes. What else are we growing? Pumpkin.
We got berries for as far as my salsa that I gave you has some strawberries in it. Green beans is there. You know, the squash that you said is there. Zucchini is there. Cucumbers are there. I love mint cucumber tomato salad. You know, just some red onion and leave it simple.
Oh, and I don't want to get out of here without you giving the recipe on the air for that drink I had at El Mito's.
The Italian mule.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Everybody knows about
Moscow
mule. Yeah. Let's go to Italy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They have mules in Italy. What's the matter with everybody?
Come on. What are we doing here, Chef Michael Fecker? More with that after this. Always popular guy around here, Chef Michael Fecker from El Mito, Dobie's, and several other restaurants joining us in studio talking about food, summer cooking. Now, a couple of texters said, spell the Spanish spice.
Spice, absolutely. It's called tajin, T-A-J-I-N, and it's a beautiful blend of lime, different chilies, but it's not spicy. And they use sea salt, so it's not iodized salt. It's not cheap salt. And you can get it on Amazon. You can get it in any of your stores that you go. They carry it everywhere, Steve.
And what would you use that for? Everything, or...?
I would add it to various vegetables and cook it. This is my trick that I do with tahin that nobody thinks about a lot of times. You take a little bit of tahin and you put it on a plate, okay? You take your piece of salmon or your breast of chicken on one side and smash it down so tahin sticks to it. Olive oil, put that side that has the seasoning on it and go on it and let it cook all the way through. Oh, my God. It is just ridiculous. It's
somehow
so good.
Somehow we got to figure out how a food smell while we're doing it.
We would be billionaires. Smell-o-vision was for TV. What do we do for radio?
Yeah, a radio version of that.
Right.
A really specific question. We were talking about lasagna earlier. The tomato sauce and lasagna, would that be the same if I was making a vegetable or cheese lasagna? Would I only put the tomato sauce on top?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. Anytime you layer pasta, you need to make sure you use natural glue, which is usually your cheese. The minute you add tomato sauce to it, you're adding extra liquid, which is water content, and it's going to not allow the glue, which is the cheese, to do its job.
All right, we're talking about salsa. This is from the Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. If you have a question for Chef Becker, just fire it off on the text line. Can you just run through the salsa recipe quickly? Go slow so everybody can jot it down.
Absolutely. The salsa recipe that I sent to you this morning is basically one ripe tomatoes, fresh corn that you shave the kernels, one red onion, one yellow bell pepper. You want color there. You want one yellow squash diced. Make sure you get the small one so it doesn't have too much seeds. 10 medium strawberries diced, one zucchini diced, juice of one lime, a nice sized lime. You want a lot of the citric acid in there. One clove of garlic, minced well, salt and pepper to taste. The recipe is simple. Add everything together with your lime juice, salt and pepper, except the strawberries. Let it sit inside the refrigerator, covered for an hour. Strain, add the strawberries to the strained one, mix it, taste for seasoning, because remember, water is a thief. It takes away the seasoning. Season, a drizzle of olive oil, mix again, and serve. That's it. That's going to be a salsa. That can be a sauce. That can be go over your salmon. That can be over your chicken.
Could be
God,
a salad.
I amazed myself.
It could be a salad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You wanted the salad, just dice them a little bit larger. That's what all I would do.
A lot of people saying that seasoning, that tahin?
Yes.
Great on sweet corn and watermelon.
Who said that about sweet corn? That is a classic Mexican,
street corn dish.
Corn, yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tahin and mayonnaise, but I would do sour cream and tahin on top.
Mayonnaise.
That's a classic. Tahin, queso de cotija, and mayonnaise.
A lot of people asking, will I put the recipe online? Yes, I will. Tahin is awesome on the rim of margaritas.
Who are these people? I love you guys. Absolutely. What we do at home, at my house. Another one that tahin is awesome with, in the bottom of a nice-sized glass, lime juice, and pour your beer on it. Oh, God. You're going to go to tahin heaven, I promise
now
you.
Now I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
All right, so talking about thirsty, I had tried at your El Mito restaurant on North Avenue in Tulsa.
Yes,
great restaurant, by the way.
Thank you.
Your Italian mule drink.
Yes. Moscow Mule is classically is ginger beer and vodka. Now, to create layers of flavor in any drink, just like cooking, I add Aperol, which is a blood orange liqueur.
Yep.
I add fresh lime juice a little bit so it balances the sweetness of the ginger beer. And vodka. And that's it. That's all I do. Remember, Steve, drinks are just like food. It's all about balance. If it's too sweet, you're just drinking sugar water. You
it
know,
was
I
perfect.
Don't want that. Thank you.
Matter of fact,
Thank
I had
you.
Three of them.
Thank you. Good.
To be
did you?
Honest.
Did everybody hear that?
All right. Still a chance. We've got to take one more break before we let him get out of here. But Chef Michael Fecker is joining us in studio. Questions about summer cooking. We haven't got to grilling. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yes.
If you have some grilling questions, fire them off. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. 855-616-1620. We'll continue the conversation on WTMJ. Last few minutes with Chef Fecker. So for all of you asking, how do you spell that? F-E-K-E-R. It's
yes,
simple.
Yes.
One more time on the spelling of that spice.
F-O-Tahin. T-A-J-I-N. You're going to love it. It is so many different ways you can use that spice, and it's going to make your life easy because, remember, spices that come together and they're together have already done the job for you.
Is it available everywhere?
Everywhere. There is not a supermarket now that doesn't carry tahini.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right, so we want to mention grilling because it's grilling season. You made some great points during the break about maybe what we don't realize.
Yes, we don't use the grill as a heat source. A grill is a heat source. You don't want to be stuck in the kitchen, in a hot kitchen. Go outside, put your frying on there, frying pan on there. And many grills these days come with a nice little, you know, burner and so on and so forth. Use it. Steam your fish sometimes. Put it on a cedar plank and do a salmon cedar plank, so on and so forth. There is so much you can do with simple approach to ingredients and good ingredients in the summer.
From the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, is the chef doing any cooking classes, anything online?
Absolutely. ChefFicker.com. I do personal cooking classes. You can come with me in my state-of-the-art kitchen. Cook with me. I'll walk you through everything. I'll do your recipes, whatever you want. I told you, whatever I can do to get into your culinary soul, I will do.
I love that. So if I came to your restaurant,
yes,
in a non-busy time, would you let me watch the kitchen in action?
Yeah, not only that, but I have a kitchen created in Il Mito that you and I can cook in.
Oh.
It's a hands-on experience that you have with me. Or you can bring 10 people, and I have stations, all, you know, state-of-the-art equipment. You go in the stations and cook, and I cook with you.
Somebody asked, and also producer Charlie asked, about best places, best farmers markets to buy some of these great vegetables.
I love, to be honest with you, I love West Dallas farmers market. The mistake everybody makes with farmers market, the minute you see the first ingredient that looks good, you buy. And by the time you're done in half an hour, your hands are full. Walk around the market first. See who has what, because you may see some tomatoes now. You see better ones down there, but I already bought it. So walk around, enjoy farmers market, make it an event.
What's your favorite tomato?
Aromas, I like tomatoes, aromas, because the skin is very thin, a lot of flesh, not too many seeds.
You know, I'm a San Marzano guy.
I know, of course you are. Yeah, I love San Marzano, especially San Marzano from San Marzano, Italy, because those guys grow in volcanic soil.
Right.
San Marzano from California is a little bit too spoiled. It's got irrigation, it's got this, it's got that. Those guys don't.
All right, always fun. I don't have a break. I got to wait for the news, right? Okay, we're waiting for the news. But let's do it again in a couple of weeks with Sandy Max joining us.
I would love it. Absolutely. This is flavor time, everybody. So I'm always here for you and answer all the questions. Whatever I don't know, I'll make up. You'll forget it.
Chef Michael Fecker, always a pleasure to see you.
Love you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everybody.